Is this another yeast infection? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Huh?
The home for tolerance.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good to be with you.
Right.
How are you?
You know what? A lot of people stink.
Not here. Not now. Not ever.
Not ever.
Well, now that we're back on the air and Joe Theismann is not here, sorry about that, it's a commercial thing. I was thinking about it at the point I think that you were trying to make before we were rushed off to that break, before we were raped into that break.
I like rape.
Was the fact that he's been pushed off that show and they didn't give him a chance to do what it is that they want. But what they want is kind of what we were discussing with the whole dumbing down and effing up of ESPN with too much crap going on at once.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it really was, even with Don Meredith and Howard Cosell, football was at the core of that, too. And I always thought that, you know, one of the things that excited me about the potential of that broadcast is that Tony Kornheiser and Joe Theismann, I always thought, could do, you know, could do that same kind of thing, because Joe doesn't take crap from anybody, and he's a funny guy. Yeah. I mean, he's proven that time and time again. I just, it doesn't make any sense.
And when he talked about being a teacher, I mean, he really, I know this sounds dumb, he did a long time ago, sat down and explained to me a cover two defense once, seriously.
Right.
I mean, he loves that. Like, okay, if you really want to show you, I'll draw it up on a napkin for you.
Cool. Right.
And goddamn if I didn't start watching the games and really know what he was talking about. But then, on the other hand, while ESPN is effed up for firing him, how great was that guy at the X Games? Did you see that?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that douchebag on the skateboard?
That was amazing. Yeah. And how in the name of God did he get up and walk away from
they,
that?
They got to be praying to whatever God, sorry, Buzz, they pray to. They got to be thanking Allah that kid didn't die.
Yeah. Because they could show that replay over and over.
And they could show
50, over 50 feet the kid fell straight down at the X Games on a skateboard. And it wasn't a kid. It's like those guys at the X Games that are like grown men that are on skateboards.
They tease it with the following footage may be graphic. We want to warn you. And then after they warn you, they show it, like Mike said, 10 times different angles.
And that's, and that would not happen if the guy had really been seriously hurt or killed.
Oh, if he went splat, splat?
You would not see that. And it truly amazes me. When you saw the slow motion replay and you saw the angle he landed at and what his head did, how the hell does he get up from that? Really, how does he get up from that? It doesn't make any sense.
I really think if you watch the video that he was he turned his body around in the air.
He was positioning his body because he knew he was going
to
land.
He was positioning to take the fall, like with his coccyx.
Right.
And he hit the point where it bends, the curve. Yeah. He hit the wall at almost the right spot.
He got lucky. If he had gone a little bit further and been a little more flat surface, I think he would have been paralyzed or killed.
It really was like a Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner fall, because since he had to go up before he could come down, there that split second when he almost appeared to be hanging in the air.
And he's doing his leg pump as he's up in the air.
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm not going to do extreme sports anymore.
If the guy had died, you know, that could be that could have been like the beginning of the end for ESPN.
Right.
At least that part of them trying to be hipper than everybody in the room.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen now is people are going to watch the X Games, because you're going to watch it like you watch NASCAR now.
We're going to realize these idiots on skateboards have something to offer, that they've got the NASCAR factor of the crash comedy.
I mean, we all watch NASCAR for that. Same reason we watch UFC and mixed martial arts,
well,
right?
Well, I'll tell you, I have not been a watcher of the X Games, and I've watched some of that skateboarding stuff on TV. But what you see is, I had no idea that they're doing that kind of length, where they've got a whole stadium now, and we're talking 50 feet of height, where they're doing these different jumps. I mean, that's actually pretty intriguing stuff. But, you know, still with that, you know, after about 10 of them do it without a guy crashing, I'm gonna be pretty bored.
Yeah, I'm already bored. Until another guy splats, I'm bored with it. And the other thing about Theismann that I thought was very interesting, he's got to be a tough guy. If you're going to call him in and can his ass, he's a guy, did you hear him, like, with the numbers and stuff?
Still arguing.
Oh, yeah. These are things a lot of these jocks that are broadcasters now don't know. Theismann was saying, hey.
Well, he's been in TV long enough where he does pay attention to that.
We had a 9.9, and the previous year that would be a tough argument.
And now what's Mike Patrick doing? Is he still doing it at all? Is he anywhere now? Because, they were a good 1-2 punch. I'm not really sure.
I think Mike Patrick is spending most of his time just nailing that wife of his.
That hot wifey of his that peeled him a grape at the wedding reception.
Boy, is she hot.
At Joe's, second marriage.
Third marriage. Third.
Wedding.
Third, it was after he was dating Kathy Lee Crosby.
Right.
He never married her.
No, he didn't marry her, I don't think.
He just used her like a toilet.
He did indeed. But, look, hey, Joe's a good guy. He's going to be fine. But really, 4 years, he's just, they're just bringing the wheelbarrow of money up to his house.
How about that? Well, he can still do that. How about that? Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. He could still do the commercial where he wears the slicker, the rain slicker.
Yeah, the insurance commercial.
The insurance commercial.
And he can still play in that celebrity golf tournament that Rippon plays in. Yeah, with all those guys out there that I am just so jealous every time I watch that.
The one that Jack Wagner wins all the time?
Yes, Jack Wagner almost won it this time around, too. And Jack Wagner, who really almost looks like a real pro.
Jack Wagner is the one who is now banging. Who's the girl that?
Heather Locklear.
Yeah, right.
He's back with Heather Locklear. He was the original dater of, I think he was pre-Tommy.
Really?
Yeah, he was pre-Tommy Lee.
I prefer the right pronunciation of his name, Jacques Wagner.
Wagner. Wagner. Like the opera.
Jacques Wagner.
Wagnerian.
Oh, speaking of the opera.
Alfonso Scofield Jr.
I am your father.
What a shame we're going to miss that show tonight.
I Googled Alfonso Scofield Jr.
Yeah.
No such person of that name.
Alfonso Scofield Jr.
I am your father.
Your father.
Marion Barry sings opera.
It's not that important. I would explain to you later.
Sooner or later, love is going to get you. Yes, sirree.
How about If by Bread?
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you?
Smoke on the water.
Smoke on the water, fire in the sky.
King of the Road.
Trailer for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cents.
Alfonso Scofield.
Junior.
Junior. And your father.
Whoa, whoa, listen to the music.
Didn't he use that a lot when he was in office? It's not important. I will explain to you later.
Penny Lane. All the Beatles songs. Oh, hey, Jude.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Time for the news.
News. Yeah.
What's happening over there, Curly Q?
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, I don't know. Maybe the dogs are turning on man. In Hollywood, Mission Impossible star Ving Rhames owns 4 dogs, 3 Mastiffs and an English Bulldog.
That Mastiff's a big dog.
There's never been any trouble until today. Today.
That's a mean dog.
There they are now.
Today, a caretaker for Rhames was killed by his dogs. The 40-year-old man.
Pixie!
The 40-year-old man was found dead on the front lawn with bites all over his body. Ving is out of the country filming a movie.
And the Atlanta Falcons have fined him. Ving Rhames.
Well, they're
very,
thinking,
very
they're thinking about it.
When they called him, apparently they asked him, they said, are we cool? He said, we cool.
I've got his ringtones on my phone.
Ving Ring?
Ving Ring.
I'm far from effing okay. We need some big pipe.
Pipe hitting down here.
Yeah.
As soon to be living the rest of his life in excruciating pain, rapist over here.
What'll be good is the court documents will have to refer to him as Irving Rhames, his real name.
Okay, thank you, Rob. God, get out of here.
Where does he get it? Where does he get those things in his brain?
I learned something there.
Alfonso Scofield.
Irving.
Junior.
Irving Rhames.
And your father.
Irving Rhames. Now, in another ugly incident today, a young girl was flown to a hospital from the octopus ride at Six Flags in Largo, Maryland. She reportedly fell 25 feet to the ground, and although she got head, leg,
Pixie Dan Snyder,
and hip injuries, the injuries are reportedly not life-threatening. The octopus ride at Six Flags is now shut down.
I have a piece of advice for that girl who, thank God, is okay.
Yes.
Yes. What would your advice be? Why don't you share that with the listening audience?
Sue.
Thank you. Nothing more needs to be said.
And hail to the Redskins. don't. Listen, little girl. All right, so did you get your foot cut off? What happened to her? She had
head, leg, and head, leg, and shoulder injury.
Hip injuries.
Nothing, give her one of our factory second Redskins 75th anniversary T-shirts.
Not good enough. I believe the advice you offered before was Sue. Very, very good. You know, the octopus is the original ride that my sister tortured me on when I was 5 years old.
Really?
How'd she torture
you? Remember that? Do you remember the story about that?
No.
Where I got onto the octopus, I was 5 years old, and she said, and I'm nervous because I'm five, and she's saying, it's not scary. It's not scary. I said, it looks really scary. It's not scary at all. It's not scary at all. And they put us in it, and they sit the seat down, and I barely met the height requirement to get on it, and they close the thing, and she looks down at me, and she goes, it's really, really scary, just like that. And I went, wah, as soon as the thing started going. And they, I was wearing my short pants with the buckled shoes. And they actually, I was screaming so much, they had to stop the ride and let me off.
Wow.
And I remember it was the first in a series of torturing moves that Kathy would do. The last of which being when I was 13 or 14 years old and I had to go number two, and she wouldn't let me come into the house with my skates on.
Oh, the hockey pants.
And I didn't have time to get my equipment off and before I got there, and I had an accident.
Oh,
and,
so you say.
Yeah.
Oh, and it started a lifetime of being a diaper pill friend.
As a matter of fact, I was down at the Starbucks earlier today.
Now, you know me, I don't like to alarm people.
Okay, but no, that means you do. That means you do.
More than 300 million cars a day in this country drive on structurally deficient bridges. The collapsed bridge in Minnesota was one of them. There are more than 70.
I'm Darren Dickhead. Is your bridge safe tonight on the news at 9?
Here's an original idea that thousands of newscasts doing all around the world.
It's a law we're required to.
Here is the same story again and again about something we haven't thought about at all until something really bad happened.
I'm Bobby Ballstick. Could this happen on your bridge?
Now, the next story that'll be next week will be, you know, just what would terrorists have to do to bring down a bridge?
Well, I hope they leave no details out.
And then, yeah, well, that's one of the stories where they'll show you exactly step by step what the terrorists need to do.
How are your bridges? Your Lloyd, your Jeff, your Bo? More than 75,000 other bridges are in this same structurally deficient category.
That's what does that mean, structurally deficient?
That means that
they
it's
need
not
to be
up to standard.
Fixed. They, like, the, for need instance, repair. Excuse me, Buzz, I've spoken to my daughter about this, who lives in the Twin Cities.
Right.
And I guess what we're getting, like on CNN and Fox News, is kind of a homogenized version of what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they're reporting that, maybe you'd heard this, at least all over Minneapolis TV, that like 2 years ago, somebody came by and said, this bridge is like 50% kaput.
That's
and
right.
They went, well, all right, well, that means there's a 50% chance it won't break.
Yeah. And let's defer the work.
And I've not heard that on like national media, but the more I talk to my daughter, she says like they got a crawl running on the bottom of the screen that has all these people's names saying, have you seen this person or this person or this person?
You know what the words structurally deficient mean to me?
What does it mean?
It means it's some bureaucrat's way of covering his ass.
Right.
That you can say, you know, hey.
That's right.
I told you the bridge was structurally deficient.
Covered.
Right. Well, does that mean you should use it?
You
should use it. Exactly. Structurally deficient is an ass-covering term.
Nobody shut down the bridge. They just said it was
structurally deficient.
Okay.
It's wrong. Deficient means it's not enough. It's not good enough. You shouldn't put cars on it.
Well, we probably should know that about one out of every eight bridges in this country falls into that same category. One out of every eight. So the odds you cross one are pretty good.
And same with women.
Each time
one out of every eight women is structurally
deficient.
Right. Oh, odds aren't that good.
And every time you cross that bridge every day, its chance of collapsing increases. Now, high traffic bridges, like many of the bridges in California and Washington, D.C., are considered the most at risk. And say, how are those dams and sewers holding up, by the way? One Democratic leader says rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure could create at least 47,000 high-paying jobs. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go, one of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Structural flaw. Where's that Bay Bridge fall into that? That's the scary one. That's
very safe.
Don't
Mike.
Say fall.
Very safe. Very safe. Very safe. Charlie's working on it right now.
We're all set here. I need a number two wrench.
When we were facing a hurricane like 2 or 3 years ago, weren't they worried one of the spans was going to fall into the water?
Yeah. Oh, the Bay Bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The older one, right?
Whee!
It's all fixed.
Charlie.
It was blowing like hell that day.
Which span do you like better?
The old one?
That's right.
The small one.
That's right.
Smaller of the two. I sleep up there.
Do you?
Yep, in the little crawl space underneath the bridge.
Well, they took away your other house.
Yeah, they did, at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
Hey, Charlie.
Blew it out from under me.
Hey, Charlie.
Yep.
You want to rock?
Yeah. Alfonso Schofield Jr. He sucks.
Hopefully you can avoid bridges altogether on your way to the doctor to get your kid tested for lead poisoning. Health officials say the parents of kids who have been playing with 83 models of Fisher-Price toys should probably make that trip. They say kids ought to have a blood test if they've played with these toys.
Nearly- Hello?
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
That works with anything.
Hi, kids.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Ah! Yeah, and when I tried that, that's when I got my lead poisoning. And nearly a million individual toys have been...
Hello?
Been recalled, mostly...
Hello?
Sorry, this
hello.
Oh, dear, you set the alarm off.
Everybody's saying hello.
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 Okay, hello there.
Oh, hi there.
Okay, everybody, please shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
They say the lead paint on these toys can come off on a child's hands. The hands go into the mouth, and boom, it's off to special ed.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Same principle as, you know, if your hand goes to your
That's right.
butt and then to mouth and
I
to
once,
eye.
Well, I once knew a child who's now grown and married.
Yes.
Hey, I'm telling you, hey. Like you've told me that for 15 years.
I know. It's Friday.
Hey.
It's Goofy Friday. I think he's not back from his honeymoon yet.
Okay.
No, it's my nephew, Ben. He's a grown man now. When he was a little boy, he had... Strep throat.
Oh, my.
Strep penis and strep anus. All at once.
Wow.
Because it was hand, butt, to penis.
Things
to
you mouth. Touch.
Oh, and that was when it.
He was a little boy.
Yeah. It's a big secret in
and
those
that was,
days.
That was a huge, probably still is a huge
if
secret.
If you've listened to the show for years and you would always wonder what I was doing just to make Don laugh without saying anything, it was always being feigning that I was going butt to mouth to.
That was always the great, one of the great unwritten rules of the family was, you know, okay. We got to see you doing
it still
right
works.
Now. You're doing it right now.
It still works. All I would do is gently brush my fingers underneath my nose.
Because I remember I had never heard of strep penis or strep anus before. Of course, now I know them like the back of my hand.
Back of your hand, get it?
But back then.
They're all a part of Bill Garcia's New York.
Alfonso Schofield.
He's had it.
Junior. I'm your father.
You haven't lived till you've had strep anus.
And strep penis.
Oh, right.
Wow.
And strep throat.
Fun.
Well, back in June, and I just found this out, the company that makes the Thomas and Friends wooden railway line recalled 1.5 million packages also because of lead paint. Your computer can also suffer brain damage, especially if you visit YouTube or other video websites a lot. At the Black Hat Convention, that's a gathering of computer hackers. Security flaws have been revealed in many of the most popular media players, including the ones that launch automatically when you visit certain websites.
Like the real time, is that what we're talking about? Something like that?
For example, or even, what is it, YouTube sometimes. When you go to that page, the video starts playing automatically, or do you
Correct.
Have to hit play?
They have QuickTime, real time,
real player. I have to hit play.
Yeah. And the Windows Media Player, they're not naming names yet. The hackers say that even websites that automatically start playing music or some other sound can also be dangerous.
Or they could check out the one on my computer here.
Buffering. A little buffering going on there.
Jesus Christ.
Now, all an evil hacker would have to
You're
do.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
Thank you.
All an evil guy would have to do is infect a video or a song with a malicious code, and boom, it's off to special ed for your computer. The good guy hackers who found these security flaws say they won't reveal the names of the media players until they've had a chance to notify the player's maker. Remember, don't hate the player.
That was going
to
be my name for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, if it was the Don Geronimo show instead of the Don of my show, it would be me and the media players.
The media players.
Don
and we'd all come in with hats.
The media players.
Good evening.
Hats.
Hello, groundlings.
How are How are you, everyone?
Hello, players!
Everything is now owned by Rupert Murdoch. That's our story when we continue.
That makes you happy, right, Buzz?
No, not at all.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.